Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
I protest. I am not a merry man.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, this is the Indie Music Countdown for November 2021. All of the songs by the independent recording artists we featured on the Bob Seska Show during the past month and played here in the same order they premiered on our Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday podcasts. All right, there are only 12 songs on the countdown this month. We were off for the Thanksgiving break, so it's an abbreviated show this time around. Speaking of which, no countdown at the end of December. We're playing indie holiday music all month, and instead of a countdown, I'm thinking about putting together a playlist of all the holiday songs without commercials and without me yapping intermittently. A little something you can play in the background during your holiday parties or unwrapping presents, etc., etc. I'll report back on that front. Meantime, throw off your pants, as I have, and get ready for music from first-timers like Joe Matera, Emmy Taliana, along with returning favorites like Divided Heaven, Dave Moulter, Brad Brooks, and Megan McDuffie. And kicking things off today, here comes a project called Lonely Together with their debut on the countdown, lonelytogethermusic.com. This is a song called Can't Believe It on your November Indie Music Countdown.
Number 12.
From across
10 on this month's countdown is a song called Burn Me by Divided Heaven, one of our all-time favorites here on the show. Link in the description at bobsesca.com to support all the bands on the countdown, and please do that. It's frankly the entire point of this show, this countdown, to introduce you to bands that the major labels are too nearsighted and stupid to sign up. Oh, and before Divided Heaven, it's the latest from Megan McDuffie. That was Possession Your Love from Inner Demons, her brand new album, meganmcduffie.bandcamp.com. And now get ready to sing along with the amazing Dave Moulter. This is Every Morning on the Countdown.
Number nine.
Turn it up to 11. It's the Bob Seska Show Indie Music Countdown.
We'll be right back. 5,000 miles, a man feels alone. 5,000 miles, oh, I gotta get back home. Thinking about my baby, I'm thinking about her face. Thinking about how lonely I've been while I've been away. Oh, I'm thinking about her kisses, and I'm thinking about her embrace. Thinking about that long trip back across the United States.
From Massachusetts, it's Stop Calling Me Frank, and maybe my favorite other songs by those guys. 5,000 Miles is the name of the track from Spider in My Beer and, you know, other songs. Link in the description for their Facebook page. Up next, it's a song called Catalog Man by George Harris, one of our jingle performers on our Tuesday and Thursday shows. No links to promote for George, so enjoy.
Number seven.
Lucky with the devil. While he was at my place, he seemed a bit unsettled. A suit of armor for me, a bowl of jelly for you. Got a hand on my knee, tell me what you see.
Look at me.
6.
Silly white stuff on the side.
Yeah, brand new recording artist on the countdown. That's Joe Matera with Inside Looking Out, a song that could have easily been a chart topper back in the 1980s. JoeMatera.com. Before that, the inimitable Elijah Bone and You'll Want Me Back at number 6, ElijahBone.com. And that brings us up to number 4. Are we already up to 4? Can that be? Is that possible? Good Lord, with a short countdown this month. Okay, this is Brad Brooks and calling everyone from Harmony of Passing Light. You have my permission to turn it up loud.
Number 4.
Well, I've been twisting this play, pissed and dismayed. But bound by fate, is it slipping away? At the crux of my fear, or will it leave a mark? Or will it cut, cut me right here? Ain't got a job, the job ain't got me. Got no measured response. I guess I must be free.
felt the pumping heart of someone. Try to capture the sense. It's the same as yours. Have you ever tried to listen to a stranger's pain? Try to capture the sound. It's the same as yours. And then
shit. That was Emmy Taliana and her latest single, Everything Is Love, from her album of the same name. You can expect to hear a lot more from Emmy in the coming months and years right here on the show. EmmyTaliana.org to support her incredible work. Okay, we're up to our top two with a song from future Grammy winner Matt Jaffe, fingers crossed, and a song called Early Winter from Undertowed on the November Indie Music Countdown.
Number two.
And so she told me, she goes running with the wolves. They speak to her in broken English. Orion's empty, but Ursa Major's full. The scent of cigarettes extinguished. La-da-da, an early winter is softly creeping. Oh, don't I know her bird can sing? La da da, an early winter while she was sleeping. And I'm now expecting spring. The first rays of sunset are printed on her skin. They keep the rattlesnakes in hiding. There comes a flicker when you think you've found your twin. But hearts are predisposed to lying. La-da-da, an early winter is softly creeping. Well, don't I know her bird can sing? La-da-da, an early winter, while she was sleeping, and I'm now expecting spring. There must be some place that happy feeling goes. Why does the march of time conceal it? Just like the flash of pain from when she pierced her nose, it's gone as quickly as we feel it. La-da-da, an early winter is softly creeping. Well, don't I know her bird can sing? La-da-da, an early winter, while she was sleeping, and I'm now expecting spring. And I'm now expecting spring.
Number one.
Seems
From Northeast England, it's Andy Davidson and Feed Your Wolves with Stars from his Hurricane album, wrapping up the November countdown, feedyourwolves.com. Okay, here it comes, your homework. Help me spread the word about the countdown. You're welcome to share the embeddable files on your social media or your blog or wherever. Just click the share button on the audio player under this episode at bobsesca.com, or just steal the MP3 of the countdown and post it wherever the hell you want. Let your friends know about all these incredible bands and help us make them rock stars right here. Have a great week. Do all the safety things the experts tell you to do. And we'll see you again next time. Bye now.
The Bob Seska Show.